The celebs turned out for last night's Grammy Awards celebration, but two high-profile artists were noticeably absent, and just about everyone has a Facebook account these days. So how much is too much to share on social networking sites? We have those stories and more on our Bloggers Roundtable. We have Liza Sabater, publisher of the community blog Culture Kitchen, Eric Brown, who blogs for the Detroit News, and Sharon Toomer, founder and managing editor of blackandbrownnews.com. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to have you. Before we get into the Grammy story involving Chris Brown and Rihanna, you know we have to talk about that. But before we get there, let's just briefly follow up the financial discussion that we just had with Dr. Malveaux. But I'd like to take it in a slightly different angle. Credit card use, or what some might consider credit card abuse, and not by you, but by the people who issue you your card. It seems some creditors have been monitoring where you buy things to determine how much your credit line should be. And according to reports, if you buy at the wrong store, that is, a store where other customers have had trouble paying their bills, you can pay a price for that by having your credit limit lowered, even if your credit is good. Liza, you heard of this?
No, actually, until Sonata brought it up. And although I have known of credit card companies basically having a system of surveillance, you know, for years, because that's, you know, it's called market research. Now, to use that in order to punish people and increase their credit, you know, their interest rate and fees and penalties, it's just ridiculous. It does talk to the problem that we have in this country, that we had way too much deregulation in the past 20 years. And so we have banks just running amok with every single ploy in order to, you know, abuse the financial power that they have.
Well, Eric, let me bring you up to date on this in case you weren't aware. And the investigation was done by one of the TV networks, and they uncovered this practice, which the company did not deny. But we know that credit card companies have information about our shopping patterns and purchasing habits. Just going to any major grocery store chain, those member cards are helpful for discounts. But in the end, you may be paying for it in ways that you had not expected, you know?
Correct. And one of the things that we do here in Michigan, you have the Kroger, you have the Meijer, and what they do is they use that information to offer you credit cards and or dictate what type of rate you will even get. And there's something else I found out last year. You have a lot of tracking services that try to manage your account for you. Like if you go to the ATM machine and get some money, depending on what time of day it is, say if it's around 12 noon or 1 o'clock, chances are they know you're going to go to lunch right after that. And then they try to figure out where you're going. And once they find out where you're going, you get all kinds of bargains from those institution. Then you have another aspect of it where you have the healthcare industries monitoring where you use your credit cards and things like that to try to dictate how your rate should be for your healthcare coverage.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And Sharon, you know, the fact that they offer you discounts at those places makes it difficult not to take advantage of them, even though you're giving up privacy on the other end.
Yeah, you know, this sounds a whole lot like redlining and profiling, and this is all in the same vein. And I think not just with buying patterns, but also these companies, and particularly American Express in this case, has been accused in the past of targeting people who have subprime mortgages. So that means that in, let's say, New York City, there are a lot of holders of subprime mortgages in Black and Latino communities, not so much in Manhattan, but in some of the outer boroughs. So that's where I'm concerned, that this sounds a whole lot like in the same family of redlining and racial profiling.
Well, you know, Liza, speaking
about... Not necessarily just racial, but, you know, just profiling.
Profiling, period. In this case, economic profiling.
Right.
Liza, you know, speaking of privacy, here's another interesting subject on what people know about you and what you may not know about your profile. And this time I'm talking about Facebook. First there was Friendster, then came MySpace, and now Facebook with more than 150 million users. Facebook is the social networking craze literally sweeping the world, and as Facebook use grows, so do the questions about, you know, the proper social networking etiquette. The latest thing that's showing up, though, is this thing called being dumped as a friend. I think they call it defriending. That's right. When you kick somebody off your list, but you don't tell them about it. Have you kicked someone off or been kicked off yet?
If I have, I haven't noticed. But there is, you know, this is extremely tied to the whole redlining through credit cards. We've lost a major chunk of privacy in this country, you know, again, to the fact that we're not defining data as something that we own. So our identity online, our activity online, is being considered something outside of who we are and not something that is intrinsic to our identity and who we are. So there's this movement on, you know, among technologists for OpenID, and not just OpenID, but portable ID, where my identity is mine and it goes with me to Facebook, to Twitter, to anywhere I go on the net, and also to whatever online stores or even contributing. You know, one of the biggest buyers of credit card and online data are actually political campaigns, because that's how they, you know, target people for fundraising and create canvassing profiles, you know, across the country.
Well, you know, in this particular case, I should just point out to the audience that this thing about Facebook defriending folks came to light when Burger King, of all people,
yes,
got the
exactly,
idea
that they had a whole thing about
marketing,
if you defriend 10
right.
people, we'll give you a free cheeseburger or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's crazy in a sense. Now, Burger King has said that they are not doing that any longer, Sharon. But I don't know. Is this something you should be concerned about if you are on Facebook?
I've been defriended.
Ouch.
But it made sense. It made sense. I was thrown off, and I found out by accident also. And you know, it made sense after it was explained that, do I really want to see who this is, an ex-boyfriend, is, do I really want to see who he's friending, and does he want to see who I'm friending? So it actually made sense, but not you know, I don't have a whole lot of friends, first of all. But I would like to say this about this whole, the information. I'm amazed at the amount of information that people share about themselves on Facebook or any other area and think that it's somehow private. And right. What Liza was saying is absolutely true. If you notice that on my Facebook page, because of my age, I know exactly what kind of, I get these advertisements on the side panel. Mm-hmm. You can always tell what the age is, because they cater to, you know, according to age. Mm-hmm. There's there's somebody picking up all of that information, and you know, it isn't just because you don't see banners flying around the site doesn't mean that there's not a product service interest in Facebook. So I just caution folks, especially grown folks. Have you seen the 25 lists that people
just to be careful. Let me ask you to hold that thought, because I want to talk about this some more, and I want to give Eric an opportunity to jump into the conversation. But we have to take a short break, so just hold on. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Sorry, Eric.
Oh, no.